Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just coming on here to allow my guy to speak today. Whatever he has to say is entirely up to him. I shall trust him and leave it up to him. And we do hope you enjoy listening to whatever he has to say. So there won't be any music. I'm just going to go into trance as it is. All right. So we hope you enjoy listening.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the day that I shall come and speak to you as I always do. You have given me the opportunity to come and be with you, to speak to you about matters of many things. So the first thing that I shall say to you is, there is an awakening that is happening within your world. Not only in one place within the world, but within many people all over your world. And of course, we in heaven are connecting to you much more than what you think we are. You also have the angels connecting with your earth too. They are watching over you all, and they are in the heavens, waiting to be above your earth, to give you and your earth healing. We have listened to your prayers, asking about the situation that your world is in at present. And those prayers are being listened to, you see, because when you get a many group of people coming together and praying as one. At many points and times of the day when you sit and pray about those sort of things, your prayer is an energy. Your thoughts are energy. Everything that surrounds you and that is within you is an energy. So your prayers are heard because they connect to the spirit world, to the universe, and they are listened to. And even if they are not acted upon straight away, you would say in your world that God would heal things in the most mysterious of ways, and that even if it didn't happen straight away, it would happen in the end. And as I have spoken to you before, I would say that this is the time of the raising of many truths within yourselves and within the world, within everything. As I say before, no stone will be left unturned. So I would suggest finding the truth within yourself, being true to yourself, and allowing yourself to awaken to what the truth is. There will be your earthly truths in the mass, yes, but there will also be many people waking up to the spiritual truth that life after physical demise is absolutely and indelibly real. If it was not, I would not be here speaking to you now. So we want you to know that you are only going to fear the way that you would pass, not the actual passing. So that is what you are fearing. Once you pass out of your physical body, you are then going into the light, you are then going home to your loved ones. There is no more fear. There is no more ego. It does not exist because you are free. But we do not want you to join us as to what you think before your time. We would like you to live your lives. So when I speak to you about connecting spiritually with yourself, it is going on a journey within, isn't it? It is looking inside of yourself to see how infinite and how magnificent that you are. You have a light being inside of you, which is your soul. and the soul is very wise, and perhaps sometimes very old through living many, many lifetimes. So a lot of you are beginning to experience many different feelings and thoughts about life itself, about spirituality, and you are all becoming more, I would say, more finding out things, researching things, and more inquisitive about spirituality. Some of you are just curious. You want to come and see it because it fascinates you. Others are delving into themselves and into spirituality in many ways, and some in depth. But through a spiritual awakening, it is not going to be, oh yes, well, I have awoken now because I have had a spiritual experience. Or I have believed in myself. Well, that is wonderful, yes. But there are many tests within the awakening because you are letting go of many old ways. You are letting go of habits and emotions that you would have once lived by and hung on to. So it can be a very difficult and dark time to start with. It's not to say that it's going to be evil or dark and that you've got to worry about it, because everybody is made up of emotion. You are going to have feelings no matter what you do in your life, whether it be spiritual or your daily life. But when we say to you that you will experience all of these feelings that you cannot begin to understand, and you are fascinated with things that you weren't beforehand, then that is part of it. And it may go on for quite a long while, because it is eternal, isn't it? It is not a torture of any sort. It is a discovery of you and the universe and the heavens, because all of that is connected as one. But some of you separate yourself from that because you are not believing in it, because you want it to be visual rather than sensing it. If you cannot see it, you don't believe in it. Yet the wind is powerful, you can feel it, you believe in it, yet it is invisible. So I'm going to say that if you want to become spiritual, then looking after your health is a good thing, because if you're going to be somewhat giving out energy or using energy to connect to spirit, or giving healing, then that is going to somewhat use an energy. And if you are doing that quite often, then it can be depleting if you are not looking after your health. So your eating habits may change. You may find that you do not want to eat any animal products anymore. A lot of people that are coming into spirituality are not going to be punished and cast aside just because they eat meat, but it is not particularly good for you. So I would say that a lot of the foods that you are eating are not particularly good for you. Even in my time, they weren't good. But a lot of the poor people in my day would eat whatever they could afford, because there were people in the streets that were poor. But it didn't make them any less spiritual. It just helped them to evolve a little if they ate healthily, because their health was their first concern. So health is important. And if you've got your health, you can do many things. If you've got clear health and clear mind health, which is, I must say, most important, then you have a greater connection to spirit and to yourself. So clear your mind and think positively, and also eat well, look after your health. If you look after your health, then your mind is going to work properly, because all of these foods that are somewhat additive within them are going to somewhat distort things within your mind. You see, all of these chemicals that they put into your foods will cause problems. But the reason that they use them is to preserve them. So look to your health. As you are needing to in your world today as it is. There have always been health problems in the world. There have always been mind problems within the world. But what half of them didn't realize is it could have been down to the food that they were eating, that it had been messed about with. Eat cleanly and naturally, and be positive of mind, and you will live a good life. But you will always be loved. No one is refused in our world of love. You are never going to be cast aside. We are just looking at it as you would want to live a pleasant and pain-free life in the way of eating habit. Now, in our day, we used to preserve the foods with a lot of salt and things. We didn't have any refrigerators, so they would go into a cupboard, which was a cold room. So there were no preservatives, so there was only salt for meat and things. Salt was also used for wounds, in a lot of cases. So, of course, in my day, we would have had creams and potions and things, but not like they do in your day. But we are here to discuss positive mind. And when you are discussing food and the mind, the two go hand in hand. Because whatever you are ingesting in the way of preservative is going to have somewhat of an effect on some of you. So that is my advice to you. The two things. Think positive in your mindset, because you have the power to enlighten yourself within your mind by thinking positive. Look at your outlook on life. If it is negative, then you are going to feel like that, aren't you? You're going to feel, oh, I don't want to do anything today. I feel terrible, because you have put your mind in that direction. We do understand that if you injure the physical body, then it is going to be painful. It is going to hurt. But if you look after your health, it will heal much quicker. This is what we're trying to tell you. And if you look after this, a lot of things can heal quicker as well. The brain is in charge of everything, but the soul lies within it, and that has the empowerment for anything. Thinking, eating, the two things that you do every day. You do it all of your life from start to finish. So make a difference in your life and think better and eat better. Eat for the wealth of your health, and think for the health and wealth of your mind. All of you are connected to the universe, and the universe is going to act upon your thoughts. So be careful what you wish for. You might just get it, and do you really want it when you get it? Use this to empower your life. Because it is all that you have within there, and it is eternal. Because after you pass to the spirit world, that is what you become, consciousness. And that is what is within your mind. That is a consciousness within there. That is what survives after your physical demise. I think the word death is rather unpleasant, so I shall use other words to compensate, perhaps. But you all go there in the end, don't you? That is a total guarantee, however long you live. So we don't want you to fear it. Well, I'm going to take my leave now, because I know that Elaine has other things to do, and I am happy to come and speak to you from time to time. Whatever I give to you is only my advice. We cannot live your lives for you. We cannot make your decisions for you. We are going to leave that up to you. Remember, the soul had the free will before it came here. And it continues with your decisions that you make in this life. God bless you all.
Thank you everyone for watching. I hope you can take some advice from that. It's up to you. But, take care everyone, and I'll speak to you soon.